Great job, Hattie. Great job. Don't you like that song? That's a song so many years ago. I heard the Oak Ridge Boys do it and kind of stuck in my mind, stuck in my heart. These hands of mine shall touch the hand of God. I know that I've always been, I don't know, either drawn or if you wanted to describe me, I would most likely be described as a blue-collar pastor. Because I've always related with working men, working women. I've always had great respect for those individuals that have made a living by the work of their hands. My father worked for Virginia Roofing as a shingle man for over 50 years. And I know here within this church, I'm always amazed about whenever there's a task to be done, how, trust me, these men and women, they'll come out of the woodwork and say, what can I do? How can I be a part of it? How can I put my hands to work? You know, you always have great pride in the things that you've created with your own hands. How many of you have had a drawing, a coloring where sometimes the crayon goes beyond all the lines, but you've taken it home and you've put it on the refrigerator just because of who colored it? How many times have you gotten that little individual, that little tiny person that's brought you that little coloring and just given it to you? And you cherish it. Why? Because of the hands that have colored it. It's amazing when somebody, and they do something, and they do it with their own hand. Bless them, Lord, as they're on the way to that emergency. I know we have coming up later this week on Thursday. It is Claudia's birthday, and also, in case you didn't know, it's Thanksgiving. Claudia, we're glad we're celebrating your birthday on Thanksgiving. I know it happens on that holiday. I know we as a family, we were always reminded with my mother had her birthday. Hers is January 1st, and how much more her birthday was important than our birthdays, because on her birthday, they had parades on television. Right. And they still do. But you know, when you have things in your life and things in your mind, especially this time of year, the older you get, the more you start to think and reminisce about all the things that you have to be thankful for. And here today, I'm here to tell you that I'm thankful for the hard work that men and women here at Mount Calvary put in to make this church what it is. I believe that in God's Word, there's a wonderful illustration, and I love when God Himself gives illustrations. The one I'm going to use is one you've heard many times before. It's found in the Old Testament in the book of Jeremiah. It's the 18th chapter. It's the story about the potter and the clay. The 18th chapter, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Remember, he was told this by the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel as it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word, and just open our minds and hearts for a few moments, God, that receive that truth, each one as an individual. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. I believe that in the Old Testament, this is one of the greatest promises that God gives us. It talks about how the potter with that clay upon that wheel. And it messed up. It didn't quite turn out the way the potter had thought it would be. It didn't look that beautiful. It didn't look that useful. But then the potter did that most marvelous of things. Kevin sings with us at the concerts here on Friday nights. He sings a song. It's called, He Didn't Throw the Clay Away. It's a wonderful song. It talks about this scripture, about how God so warmly is willing to reshape not only the clay, but each and every one of our lives. I've asked that for the funeral on Wednesday that I'm doing, that I made a special request to Doris, his wife, the widow, and I'm going to go visit her today, and I said, could I borrow one thing? She said, what's that? I said, could I borrow a pair of Orman's work gloves? She says, well, I don't know. She says, let me go check. But she says, you know, all I've got are some of these old gloves, and they're kind of wore out, and they're old, and they got some holes in them. I said, that's the pair I want. Why? Because that's the pair that has been used. I went to Home Depot one year, and around Christmas time, I'd take the guys and I'd say, okay, let me get you something from Christmas from Home Depot. And when you tell that to the guys, oh, they love that. Yeah, we're going to Home Depot, get you something good. Yeah. And I myself, I got a pair of these leather work gloves. Oh, they're nice. Oh, beautiful. And it just seemed that after getting those, they were so nice, they were so beautiful that I didn't want to get them dirty. I didn't want to get them messed up. I said, oh, no. And it was amazing to me that after a couple months, as I looked at these gloves, that they didn't get anything done. They looked just as good as when I bought them, but they'd not accomplished anything. It is only when you place your hands inside of these gloves, you find out what they're really worth. Not only for those of you that, and I know this time is great because all of you are doing yard work and you're raking leaves and you've got different tasks to do, different things. And I know many of you just enjoy going out and putting those work gloves on and wow. But the gloves themselves mean nothing unless you're willing to place your hands within them. You, and I know you're going to get, well, let's get mad at Charlie again because, you know, during the preaching today, he called us a bunch of old gloves. Mm-hmm. He did. But if you think about it, that's what you are. It's only because God has placed his hands within you and has allowed you to do the work that you've been called to do. I know some of you, you may love to go to work every day. You just may love that. I don't know. I don't know how you are. And if that's the way that you're set up and your mind is and your heart works, I just praise God for you. And then there's others that, what time's quitting time? They start asking that question. The guys that work for me a little bit after 8 o'clock in the morning. And I'm reminded about how there was a sign that was put up at a workplace one day, and it read this. It said, in case of fire, please leave the building. With the same reckless abandonment that you exhibit at quitting time. Right? And I like people who look forward to 4 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever time it is to quit work. Because those are the people, in my opinion, put in a good day's work. They put their labor in. I love a man that, and this is back in the olden days like this, I don't, for you younger folks, I apologize so much. There was a day that on Friday, you got a paycheck. Anybody ever even remember that kind of stuff, you know? It was not direct deposit. Although for you men, you may have deposited from your hand to that lovely bride next to you. And that might have been your direct deposit. I don't know. But I love people who, at the end of the work day, at the end of the work week, to get that paycheck, they'd stand up and throw that hand out. Put her here, I earned it. I don't think you should go to the boss and kind of sneak in like this and, well, I didn't do much this week and, you know, give me kind of just some ashamed to take it and all. No. I think you should have pride in the work that you do. I think you should have pride in the work that you do in God's labor. I know that many times in churches, I hear and I talk to folks and they say, wow, it's hard to get people to volunteer. It's hard to, and I'm like, I thank God about how people at Mount Calvary are willing to work for His glory. I've always considered myself not to be quite formal enough to be a preacher. Trust me. I always thought of myself as being a little rougher around the edges. I always considered myself... I didn't think I had the ability to captivate an audience in total silence to get my point across. But the only thing that I will say is I'm proud to be an individual who feels like I have been used of God. I have been a set of work gloves, old and dirty. It's funny, I've never washed a pair of work gloves. Now, I know some of you probably do. Yours are probably washed and hanging in the shed, and they're sparkling, and they look, wow. Mine have not been that way, because I can look on them and see some of the paint I did and some of the mud over there, and I see some tar when I was fixing somebody's roof over there, and I see some caulking that came out of the tube and went all over. And I can think back about the work that's been done. I think that coming up this Thursday, you should take a moment. Thank God for all the wonderful people that He's placed within your life. I think you ought to thank God for the opportunity that He's given you to serve Him. And at the same time, I also believe that you should thank God for allowing you to be something that He could place His hands around and to use. You got to be agreeable. You got to love people. You got to love the old preacher. You got to pray for him. I tell him, I need the prayers, you need the practice. It's true. Amen? I should have got a bigger amen out of that one. And I know each of you, as you go your ways, and hopefully you'll spend time with friends and families, you'll have wonderful foods to eat, you'll have celebration. But most of all, you'll have the love of God within your heart. You'll be thankful And folks, we've had so many people here at Mount Calvary have gone through such trials and such challenges and have suffered such personal losses. Still, I believe it's a time that we should be thankful for everything. Now, don't be buying me a bunch of new gloves for Christmas. Trust me, over here like that. I got enough gloves. I can see some of your minds working right now. Last night, I wasn't going to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Went and saw a movie. The title of this movie is Ford versus Ferrari. Now, you hear those guys?
Yeah. It's a racing movie. Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't see Frozen. I didn't see Melted. I didn't see any of those things. But I tell you one thing. I went and I saw and I absolutely enjoyed it. And I'm not telling you to go to the movies. Don't go to the movies. Totally up to you. But it was a true story about a couple of men and their relationship together when they were trying to overcome great odds. They were working men, not afraid to get their hands dirty. And for some reason, I was watching that. I was just kind of soaking it in. I give all the men here at church a pretty hard time. And if you don't believe that, you go back there and talk to Earl and Buddy. And Gilbert. Even the ones I try to forget, they speak up. That's the way it should be. That when you have a need, you call upon those that you can trust in. Because we're all called to shoulder and shoulder, to bear one another's burdens and lift up those who are in need. So, I just hope that you have a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house, and God, you've allowed us to have this time together to share. You've allowed us to look at your word and be so thankful for the potter who did not throw the clay away. But God, as you mold our lives, God, we thank you for that. We thank you for each one that took part in the service today. And God, we ask now that you'll allow us to have just wonderful Thanksgiving celebrations, and you allow those to be together with friends, to be together with loved ones. And God, if there be a person who's a little oppressed and lonely and feeling not so loved, God, put it upon us to be your light so that they will feel your love through us. Give us safe traveling mercies now as we each one go upon our way, and we ask that if it be your will, bring us back again to sing praises unto you. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said amen. Amen. Have I forgotten anything? I hope not. Oh, yes. See there? It's somewhere. Here we go. Calvary Road is having their Christmas celebration, I think, the 13th through the 15th. Bill brought these by, and Bill Butts over there. So I encourage you during this time, always go and visit other churches for the goodies that they have coming along right there. Stand to your feet. What is that? Oh, yeah, and Hattie's selling CDs over there, yeah. Hattie, that's what she's on the CD. Stand to your feet.